Bono and friends, not just Whistling Dixie. It is a beautiful day. Not only is it Friday.
It is Friday, yes.
It's, look at it. It's rainy, yeah. It's been awesome. This is heaven. Heaven on earth.
I'm happy for you. I don't love it, but I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you that you're happy for me.
Excellent. Let's talk about today's show.
Alrighty.
Shall we? Between 5 and 7 on Fridays.
Yes, it's nothing but party music. The All Request Fest.
Whatever you want. If we have it, we'll play it.
Yep.
Most of the time.
Yeah, if we can find it.
We would like good requests if we could just put that out there.
We get the occasional Staying Alive or an Air Supply song. Right. We do pass on those.
Correct, yes. But still up to our discretion.
Yeah.
Because it's Final Four time, we're going to talk about the wildest college story.
Oh, my gosh. You know, college was crazy for me because I didn't go.
Right. That's true. Must have been crazy.
It was insane.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
And the KLOS name game.
Yeah. It's only $11,600. So I can see why you wouldn't want to play and try and win.
$11,600. Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. Are
we reaching? Leave us alone. We're having sex. Calling here.
Who's naked now?
Sheesh, Camilla.
Who's naked now?
This happened down under in two ways. Risque couple are caught naked in the Australian Sunshine Plaza shopping center public toilet.
Why toilets? I mean, I know you can close the door and everything, but come on.
You can sort of close the door. It's one of those that's frosted.
Oh.
So it's not really a...
Right.
So you can see through it.
Right. Well, then that's probably on purpose. That's
what I'm thinking. Yeah, horrified shoppers got more than they bargained for.
Horrified.
When they stumbled across a couple appearing to have sex behind a frosted glass of a disabled bathroom
door. Would you like some frosted flakes? Oh, my God!
Footage of the energetic encounter, which was shared on social media, appeared to show a man wearing only socks and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. First of all, that's hot.
That's the best way to do it. She let me keep on my cowboy boots and everything, man.
Thrust toward his unseen companion.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
As stunned shoppers looked on. One guy on social media was like, he was only doing the Heimlich maneuver. That's all. He was just helping somebody that was choking.
That's what you're telling grandma.
But it is like a frosted door.
Sure.
So you can only see them if they really want to be seen.
Right.
Right next to the door.
Well, I'm thinking Austin Powers. Like, they're kind of doing one of those kind of things.
Yeah, hey, agreed.
Everybody, but it's not really what you think.
Agreed. So I think they're doing this on purpose, and I think they love it, and I think the shoppers were probably
horrified. I think whoever wrote this article with all these adjectives or whatever should get a bonus, because that's stunned, shocked.
Thrust. It is Final Four time. For those of you that follow college basketball, Connecticut is playing Alabama at 5:50 on TBS tomorrow. And North Carolina State is playing Purdue at about 3:50 tomorrow.
Suddenly it's Sports on Tap.
On TBS.
Now, Sports on Tap.
And I thought it would be a good time to take your wildest college story.
Oh, you mean in the dorm?
Yeah.
Like after?
I have a pretty decent one.
Oh, yeah? Spill it.
So I was in a suite 13.
And oh, nice.
I was a freshman, and the seniors that were there had keys to everything.
Sure, of course.
So we caused all the trouble.
Yep.
So they got us into the science building one night, and we went up on top of the roof with a whole thing full of water balloons.
Right.
And we're going to drop them on people.
Right. Like you do.
Like you do. And so then a car drove by, and we were like, I think I can hit that car. And it's a convertible.
Oh, you get bonus points for that.
So we threw a couple of them and did hit the car.
Did you get in the inside?
Yes.
Oh.
And over the course of about 20 minutes, people started gathering around the outside of the building because they were so pissed. They were so angry.
Wait a minute. You were angering folks?
Yes.
You?
If you can imagine.
Aye, that's weird.
So then we thought, you know what? There's tunnels underneath the sidewalks here, so we could be, because it was in a place that's cold where it snows, so could crawl out underneath the sidewalk,
make your getaway,
and come up behind him and go, hey, what's going on?
You're just innocent bystanders. Genius. Just as angry,
right?
Who's been throwing water balloons?
So we get down in the tunnel and people are coming in to get us.
Dope.
So we turn around and run back.
Right.
And my friend calls his friend, who's a security guard there.
Yeah.
And he comes in his security car and comes inside, says, put your hands behind your back like
to you,
cuffed, to us.
All right, okay.
All of three of us.
Right.
And I'll drive you out so no one, so they, everybody sees us.
Right.
Get in the car and get driven away.
You guys got in trouble from
and,
your friend.
And he just dropped us off at the dorm.
Sweet. That is why you make friends with cops and security folks.
That's very why, important.
I mean, and they're, you know, fine people.
Of course, they're upstanding citizens
right, exactly.
as well. So, do you have a wild college story? My other one involves tripping, running upstairs with my hands in my jacket.
Right.
And breaking my nose.
No.
And then
no.
resetting it because
no,
I was drunk.
No. That's yeah. right. You went into the mirror and just
yeah.
hit it.
I saw it on TV once.
Right. So, it has to work.
818-955 KLOS for your wildest college stories. Call down. It is a Final Four weekend, and so we're taking your wildest college stories. What do you got?
When my first year of college back in Kansas, I went with some other friends to a house party, right, for the mm-hmm. first time.
Right.
Had a little too much to drink at the house party and was pretending to perform a little Karate Kid action on a window to, you know, tease my friends like I was going to punch it out.
Right.
Too much to drink, depth perception obviously off.
Missed.
I guess I put my hand right through the window.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow. And, how many stitches?
It was about 7.
I would give anything to have video of you doing a kung fu move toward a window and punching it out.
I just broke something in here myself. 818-955-KLOS.
Your wildest college story.
Hey, KLOS.
Yes.
My wife's got a college story that she wants to tell you about.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Put her on.
Okay. What do I say?
We're in Italy, and you had a gas call.
Yeah. I sang in Europe, and I was the main soloist, and we went to beautiful, beautiful. We went to like places that were like we changed the pews, and we would come out and we would sing, and it was gorgeous. But I had a stomach flu, and I was the main soloist, and I would sing, and it was gorgeous. But I would, and I did, because I had to, and I was a coloratura, and everybody would spread out, and they would move, and they wondered what the hell. But there was this beautiful voice that came out of me, and that happened. It was wonderful. And nobody wanted to be around me at all. You know, they just said, you know what, Michelle? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
With my beautifulness of my voice. And it was lovely. And I don't regret it. And it was in it was a moment.
It's their college years.
But nobody really liked me very much.
Well, Michelle, thank you for calling. That was a
hell of a roller coaster of emotions.
Okay. All right, you guys.
This is Southern California's rock station, and this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
It's our old request fest.
It is. Are you ready to party?
I am ready
you
to party,
you feel like
yes.
partying?
818-955 KLOS. This first song, Scorpions, is for archivist Kevin.
Oh, I love that dude. That's a good dude.
Yep.
All right, let us know what you want to hear. If it's loud, we can find it. We'll play it. 818-955 KLOS. I think the world would be a happier place if there were more dogs barking in songs.
Agreed. Angel Velasquez tweets, can me and my kids listen to the Ramones? Hey ho, let's go. Yes.
Let's drink Bach. Yes. Happy Friday.
Oops.
Are you moving your microphone around?
Van Halen, Atomic Punk for Jeremy.
Jeremy!
Well done.
Well done. Yamaha.
Can't talk today, man.
I'm take a
take
year
two.
Off.
Two.
Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. I wanted to request Rambling Gambling Man by Bob Seger.
Dude, you rule. What a great idea.
You got it. Who's this?
Thanks. It's Larry. I'm calling from Henderson, Nevada, actually. I grew up listening to KLOS. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, and how much do you gamble now that you're up there?
Not a whole lot. I learned my first couple years here not to do that. You know,
so. Listen, get back on that horse.
I think we salute people that are listening online enough. Thanks for calling for Henderson.
True.
for that one. Very, very cool.
We are going to do more of the old request fest. If you have a request, 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, Kevin Sogol. This is David in Long Beach.
What's happening, David? Right back at you, man.
Hey, I was wondering, would you play Wild Child from Wasp? I haven't heard that in a while.
Herr Kevin und Herr Sluggo, how are you, gentlemen?
We're good, thank you. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Woody out here in Ventura, and I'd love to hear some California Uberales by the Dead Kennedys.
Hey, boys, happy Friday.
Thanks to you as well.
In honor of the Eclipse Monday, it's a big deal, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
The Eclipse, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bark at the Moon by Ozzy.
Hey, that makes sense.
That's pretty great.
That's a very good idea. You know, there's so many people that are driving out into the middle of nowhere to take a gander at it.
Yeah. Waste of time.
Thank you. Just like, so what? Just because dragons are eating the sun, why do we need to watch that?
This is Gustavo out in Temecula Valley.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man.
I'm a new listener.
Oh, you are?
Oh, welcome to it. Nice. Yeah. Well, that makes me even happier to play your request.
Thank you very much.
Motorhead for Alex in Hollywood.
Well done, Alex in Hollywood.
Gorillaz, Dare.
That was for Kylie. Wanted to hear that one on the All Request Fest.
Hey, hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing great because it's a Friday and it's our All Request Fest. What do you got?
Hey, how about Nazareth? Expect no mercy.
Hey, guys. Oh, man, I finally got through. Hey, you guys are the best station all in L.A.
Thank you.
I gotta say that.
Thanks very much. Agreed.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, listen to some Oingo Boingo.
Youthful Kevin, do you remember playing that on the radio when it was new?
I do.
Later.
KZZP, 104.7 FM.
David in West Hills asked for that one. Good request, David. Always happy to throw it on the All Request Fest.
Please call us if you have a request, 818-955-KLOS.
Good afternoon, sir or madam. It is the KLOS All Request Fest. What would you like to hear this evening?
I can drive 55.
We can do that.
You know, it's kind of sad, but I actually keep meticulous records of every request we get. And
yeah,
play.
You do. It's odd.
It's insane. And I thought we had played that recently, so when Sean called and asked for it, I'm like, eh. It was on February 24th of 2003, the last time we got a request for that one.
Wow.
Led Zeppelin, but happy to play it for you in the KLOS All Request Fest.
Henry in Valencia has pretty good taste. He's requesting one of my top five favorite songs, Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole.
Hell yeah. Now that is a way to wrap up the All Request Fest.
Love that so much.
Oh, man.
It's time for what we learned. And who's naked now? A couple was having sex in a shopping mall bathroom. I will never understand the draw of doing it in a public restroom.
Anywhere else.
Literally.
Anywhere. Pretty much anywhere at all.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is Monday morning at 7 a.m.
Heidi and Frank, and I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
And now, a moment with
Sluggo.
So what do you think of this bill that makes people, the bosses, leave you alone off work hours, whatever?
This has been a moment with
Sluggo. I got to be honest, I'm rooting against people now.
Oh, really? You want to just keep going higher and higher?
I sort of do, yeah.
I understand. Baby.
$11,600.
You are ready to play right now?
We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Smoogle Guy Pad.
The name game, name game.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man.
KLOS, what is your name?
This is Cindy.
Cindy, you're caller 25.
All right.
Well done. You get to play for $11,600 in the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were
He-Man.
Got to say it like that, though. And Linus, quite the opposite, actually. Both of which were wrong. So, Cindy, for $11,600, what do you think we're looking for?
Well, I'm going to say the Grinch.
The Grinch? The one who stole Christmas?
No, the other one. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Okay. Sorry, Cindy Lou.
Thank you for trying, though.
That's because he stole Christmas. That's why he can't be the right answer.
Next hour, $11,700. $11,700 for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Somebody going to say it. Somebody going to say the right name. Somebody going to win some money.
Let's do it.
You think it's going to happen now?
I hope so.
Fingers crossed. Other stuff crossed too, you know what I'm saying?
know.
I don't either.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
Well done, Matt.
You get to play the KLOS name game for $11,700. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Last couple of guesses were the Grinch and He-Man. And if you ever say He-Man, make sure you say it like that, all right, Matt?
You got it.
But don't say it now, because we're looking for something else. What do you think it is we're looking for $11,700?
I think it's Michigan J. Frog.
Michigan J. Frog.
Oh, that's a damn frog that wouldn't do anything when people were looking, and that just sort of encapsulates my life. Is that him? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep.
That bastard frog.
Also didn't win you $11,700.
Yeah, that frog sucks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for playing, Matt. All right, so next hour, between now and 6.
$11,800. We have $11,800 for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Yep. Let's do it. The
name game. Win, 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 win.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Stacy.
Stacy, you're caller 25.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. You are caller 25. You get to play the KLOS name game for $11,800. As you know, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Stacy, okay. The last couple of guesses were Michigan J. Frog and the Grinch. Okay. Those were wrong. So for $11,800, what do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to go with Cinderella.
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 Are you requesting the band Cinderella, or are you saying Cinderella?
No.
I'm going to buzz both of those.
How dare you? Well, thanks for playing, Stacy.
Thank you for trying. Right, we appreciate it. All right.
So, Monday morning.
$11,900.
You know that scene in Beatles' Hard Day's Night when they're running away for a bunch of female fans? They filmed that scene on this day in rock in 1964. Yeah, you know the band Toto? They broke up on this day in rock in, guess, it was after a final show in Seoul, South Korea, 2008.